Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister commends Montego Bay residents, NIDS legislation passed, and road rehabilitation program announced. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has commended the people of Montego Bay for their resilience in the face of the widespread damage caused by flood rains last week. Speaking at a press conference after touring flood-damaged sections of the city last Thursday, Mr. Holness said he was impressed by the positive attitude demonstrated by residents in the aftermath of the flooding.
It's important to say that Montego Bay is still open for business. And what I've seen here is an incredible resilience of spirit. The people of Montego Bay, especially in the town center, who have been affected, they are up, they are about, they are cleaning up. I haven't seen one person with a defeatist attitude. Everyone is positive.
Noting that $20 million has been allocated to assist in recovery efforts in the second city, the Prime Minister also outlined that the Minister of Social Security will provide financial assistance to persons who suffered losses during the flooding after proper assessments have been conducted.
I will be speaking with the Minister of Social Security, who is off the island at the moment, to ensure that persons who have been affected, who have lost property, especially homeowners, that there is some assistance provided. I can't say it will be a lot, but we will assist.
Meanwhile, a total of $630 million has been allocated for road patching and improvement works across the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the program in the House of Representatives last week, adding that all 63 constituencies are to receive $10 million under this initiative.
We are proposing that we use $4 million for bushing and drain cleaning, $4 million for patching of potholes, and $2 million for the general cleanup of urban towns and rural townships. The funding for this program, Mr. Speaker, will come from Tourism Enhancement Fund, the Road Maintenance Fund, and the Consolidated.
The works will be jointly undertaken by the National Works Agency and the National Solid Waste Management Authority. The Prime Minister added that technocrats will be held accountable for the quality of work done under the road repair program.
I have noted the concerns about the quality of some of the works undertaken in recent times. I want to assure the people of Jamaica that I expect quality for work under this program.
In the meantime, the National Identification Registration Act has cleared both houses of Parliament, paving the way for the introduction of the National Identification System, NIDS. The bill and its amendments were passed during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. The National Identification System will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of citizens. In piloting the passage of the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness sought to reassure members of the public that the government will continue to welcome feedback on the legislation.
We will pay very close attention to the comments that have been made about the bill. And I'm always open for any group, citizens, anyone to come and say, here is a concern. We maintain a posture that once there is a rational argument and it can be accommodated, we will accommodate.
He adds that every effort will be made to protect special interest groups who may be negatively affected by the rollout of the National Identification System, NIDS.
I'm sensitive to the issue. I'm going to look into it to make sure that there is no policy in place that could anyway deprive them, because it is a serious issue.
Concerns have been raised that some individuals may be unintentionally stressed or disadvantaged if they must provide their personal information when seeking to access specialized government services such as HIV treatment or services for the disabled. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.